now 7 after the hour. The Doug Stanford Good Day program. Jennifer Horn here. Rich McFadden. Ken Kessler. Michael Fortier is at our controls in this moment. We pretty much all of us, whether here in this country or around the world, it's amazing how these incidents become the focal point of all kinds of conversation for all kinds of reasons. Not only the precursor, the Boston Marathon is the precursor to the London Marathon. So what has it done conversationally and reality-wise to the people in London? They're used to this. I remember when I first started going to London, Jennifer, a lot. Tony introduced me to England in 1971, mm-hmm. and I've been an Anglophile, and I've been remiss not having been over there, actually much in the last couple of years, but I know London well, and I remember, especially East London, where all the IRA bombings took place. I remember seeing Bobby's in the banking center, and it was at that time, there was a lot of discussion about Bobby's being given guns, because the police in London, in England, never had
them.
Guns.
Mm-hmm.
No. And so they were standing around there with Tommy guns and that kind of stuff. I thought that was a starkness, and I thought, how in the world can people live and be so accepting of this kind of life? And now we in America, after September 11th, have come to realize that we live in the same cage. And it is. There's something about this that makes me feel like I'm living in a cage. So I'm on top of it here, and the people that are close to me are on top of it. I thought it was interesting yesterday, the Boston radio airwaves were blanketed with all this bomb coverage, the radio stations, as would be expected, good radio stations anyway, the news radio station and the sports radio stations, because there's two sports talk radio stations in Boston. This is the talk of the town, the marathon, people being there, and the business of what goes on around the race, talking to the racers. There were almost 30,000 people participated in this thing. There was a baseball game going on at Fenway Park at the same time.
Because it was a holiday, wasn't it?
Yeah, yesterday's Patriots Day, a closed off world here in Boston and in Massachusetts because of the celebration of the midnight ride of Paul Revere.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, my children, and I used to do that all the time on the air, interestingly enough.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's an old expression of what's going on here. I'm hearing, by the way, a lot of slapback, Michael, from some source. I'm not sure what it is, but I think what I'll do is pause for a moment. We'll see if we can deal with it, and then we'll continue here on Good Day. It's 10 past the hour.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more, so you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
They say you get what you pay for, meaning the less you pay, the less you get. Not necessarily true. For instance, a lot of people pay less for car insurance by switching to GEICO, but get more than savings. They get satisfaction. In fact, GEICO's customer satisfaction is at 97%. And that explains why I nearly got stepped on by some happy customers dancing in the street.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
So a lot of radio people actually were near this event yesterday, and that, I guess, caused some better coverage, the television people. But what covered it best? I don't know if it's best, but you were witness to. I'm getting the same thing back again, guys. So I'm not sure what's what. Michael, take Jennifer down for a second and see if I still get that. Maybe it's coming from that source. Yeah, it is. So we got to figure out. Take Kenny down and let's see if that makes a difference one way or the other. It does, it does, it does. Okay, so that's coming from Kenny's side of things. So put Jennifer back up, and we'll deal with Ken. Ken Kessler, who's been watching this and working through all the information.
A little radio magic. I know. I actually heard it with you, by the way, that time. So
right,
it was okay.
Okay.
You're not crazy, sir.
Well, I know I'm not. Well, I'm a little crazy, but not because of this. And that brings me around to wondering, who does this kind of stuff?
I know.
What kind of crazy people are doing it? And are the people who are focused on this conspiratorial talk, they crazy? I had the conversation last night, actually, with Meredith about whether or not this is another way, like September 11th was in many people's minds and other incidents that have taken place since. needs, then a distraction from other realities? Is it a way to make us more full of fear?
Well, and where there's fear, there's the opportunity for control, I think, and
yep.
protection from the yeah. brother, you know?
Yeah, I mean, look at the streets of Boston now, the yellow caution tape all over the place, dozens of police cars and other emergency equipment blocking off the roads because you don't know. That's the thing. You think, you know, I know that Meredith said that there were some police dogs around, the sniffing dogs. I had been in this place the night before. I walked right by the store
and let's
at 10 o'clock
this.
The night before.
Your Meredith, who is your girlfriend, I don't. Is that what you guys call each other? Your relationship partner?
Yeah, I guess.
Whatever's fancy.
Depends
but
on
she,
what day it is.
She lives at the finish line, right. about a block
around
away.
A block or two away, yep.
From the finish line. So yeah. that gave her access, and she happened to be down on the street when all this happened, right?
Yeah. Right. She was just walking. She had just walked by the store and turned around and watched the explosion as it took place and felt the earth move under her feet. Yeah, you can make all kinds of drama out of this. And the drama is, I suppose, an important part of telling the story. It's very compelling. There are going to be lots of people. There's nothing else going on the radio today. It'll be interesting to see the way it's treated by the different interests here, whether it's just a story about the actual facts or whether it's put there's a spin, a president should have done more. I mean, you've already heard that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Why didn't he call them terrorists? And so you've got that. President, the news media, the coverage, all this is part. I'm reluctant to do what everybody else does in terms of how we deal with these sorts of things. Listening to some of the callers on the radio stations that I was talking about earlier, this is all part of the drama. And so what else do we get out of this? What can you say, Jennifer? You're across the country. I did not talk to either of my children last night, actually. I was thinking about it, but then they would have called me. They knew I wouldn't be at the race, they were concerned, a little text or email about Meredith and what was going on with her. A lot of people asked that question. She said that the cell phones were shut off. When I first called her, couldn't get through and didn't get through for a couple of hours. Sent her a text, and she called me back, but it still didn't work for a couple of hours. And that's because they were worried about these phones being detonated by cell phones. Mm-hmm. I mean, the bombs. Being detonated by cell phones. So, when Kenny and I were talking about this before, how does a cell phone work in terms of you dial a number, and if you're dialing out to somebody, that number, somehow or other, that part of the mechanism can trigger a bomb, but yet you send a text and it doesn't? It's going to the same location.
I think they just use that cellular technology because cellular service can now provide you with internet, with text, with phone. So
the text doesn't go over the cellular lines?
Oh, no, sure it does. But there's text. It also you can use it for internet. And I think maybe these things were set up where they had some sort of special trigger where that's the type of service it used to set it off. Mm. I'm speculating. I don't know. But that's what it seemed like in what I heard last night.
Well, I was looking at some of the pictures from the sports bars, the television crews going in looking for anything they can find, and there are a lot of sports bars there mm-hmm. in the hotels around the place in
sure, because the convention
center
is right there.
The convention center is right there. Prudential Tower is right there. All the hotels in Copley Square are right there. So there's a lot of activity. This is really the core, the heart of downtown Boston. This really is it. Trinity Church is on the other side.
You can see it in all the footage last night,
yeah,
actually.
Right, exactly. So the bar televisions are usually tuned into sports anyway, and so everybody's running into the bars to see what's going on. We have become such, we're almost automatons. We want to run to some place where there may be more information about it. And there used to be, in the days when there were portable radios, people hold those things up to there. No longer that. But you can, with the technology of an iPhone or any of these personal devices, you can download. I mean, how many people listen to this program? Tens of thousands of people every day listen to this program and others using TuneIn and some of the apps that are down that you can find. And it's so pretty easy.
Speaking of that, and what made me realize yesterday how important radio still is, you know, a lot of critics say, oh, it's all about internet. It's all about, you know, different types of radio, satellite radio. But you know what? Local radio? in moments like this, it's the comfort that you need because it gives you exactly what you need to know. It's really interesting when radio has its shining moment like it did yesterday.
I was, for a long time, when I worked in a Boston radio station, the fellow who drove the pace car for the race. I think it was 6 years in a row that I did it. And so at the end of the race, somebody would come over and I'd sort of be debriefed. Well, of course, we had equipment in the car. It was a convertible, usually. But it was very crude in comparison because this would have been, I don't know, when did I do this? Probably the mid to late 70s, early 80s. I think I started doing it in maybe 76 and did it through 81, something like that, when I was on a particular radio station. And so the stuff that we'd use to talk back and forth was nothing more than two-way radio, in a sense. And so I'm interested now to see how these people who had their more sophisticated material, more sophisticated devices at the end of the race, they went into stores to get out of the way or someplace where they could go to sort of connect in a different way. And just the creativity, and I think that's really what it's all about, Jennifer, the creativity of the technology allowed perhaps some better information to come across, whether it was on the radio stations, television stations, or just people watching, whether you could go to YouTube and saw some of the footage that was there almost instantaneously. Mm-hmm. All of this stuff is available. All right, so, Kenny, you've been following the latest. We move from the ears. There's the confirmation of an apartment in a Boston suburb being searched in connection with the person of interest. The White House now says the bombing is terrorism. Hundreds of medical personnel and ambulances and medical tents set up for the marathon, helping in the situation. Maybe they saved a lot of lives by mm-hmm. being there. I thought one of the interesting side stories is that the marathoners who hadn't, they were 4 minutes, I'm sorry, 4 hours and 50 minutes into the race,
right. mm-hmm.
When the explosion took place. And so there were a lot of people, the winners do it in 2 hours, I remember 2 hours and 12 minutes, 10 minutes.
Right. Like, the really fast winners, the people that do it quickly, they were already done.
Right. But then there were a lot of people who were not, and they were still out on the race course, and they were stopped wherever they were, Newton, Wellesley, as far back as Natick. And so people just brought these folks into their houses, and they spent the night there.
Wow.
Which is pretty amazing as well. So lots of conversational, I'm being redundant a little bit here, because I'm kind of struck by this. Maybe it's because I had somebody that I love who was close by, and she just sort of passed it off by saying, not my time.
Which is a good attitude to have.
Yeah, it is.
But it is. It's still when it's in your city, when it's close to you, that's it's even more meaningful, I think.
All right, lots of details, the behind the scenes, if you will, and how to talk to your children. The books that are suggested in the box at DougStephan.com aimed at helping you make this conversation easier with your children. Also, while you're there at DougStephan.com, you'll see a purple box right-hand side where it says the word HOPE, H-O-P-E. And next to it, an emblem for a product line by a company called Renew Life. Brenda Watson has become a regular on this program, talking about the way that your health relies on four things. And that's where the hope comes from. We're talking about these things on the program all the time. And I want you to know that some of the products that are there that will help you maximize your health will be available to you using the code DOUG15. See the various products and check them out. Enter the code DOUG15 for a great deal. 21 after the hour.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best best-selling liquid CalMag vitamin D and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
After the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer and Kenny and Rich and all of us here that are focused, as is appropriate, to what's going on. The trending on Good Day stories, focusing on examples of people being awesome. The people giving blood now. If you have something that you've heard or seen that you'd like to pass along that sort of complements the better nature in people from this, you can pass them along to us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/goodday, accounts at Twitter, @goodday show. There is reason to think that the basic bottom line, even if you think there's some kind of conspiracy that wraps itself around this, and you don't like this and you don't like that about it, there's a lot not to like, and there's reason to be angry, but finding the best in human nature is something
that
blood drives.
When things like this happen, it really does.
We have a couple. You'll see the picture of somebody on one of the rooftops of one of the apartment buildings there watching this, and there's some speculation about who that may have been or why he wasn't looking in the same vein that everybody else was looking at what was going on. So
that was what I was curious about, and maybe Dougie, as a Bostonian-ish person, you might be able to speak to it, because you know, I've been to that area of Boston, and you know, Boston, that area is one of my favorite areas in the country. I love the city of Boston, but I feel like there might have been some wrongdoing on the part of the city. I mean, I don't think an event like this could have happened in New York City right now. I don't know if maybe they didn't have the security out at the beginning, or I don't know what the issue was, but it surprises me that bomb-sniffing dogs wouldn't have found this type of stuff in the area.
The bomb-sniffing dogs were there and had been there and had gone through this particular area 30 or 40 times in the 12 hours before the race. I said I had been there the night before. I was walking down the street right in front of the store on my way back to get my truck to go home. And there was like an eerie sort of a quiet. The only thing I heard running was a Dunkin' Donuts truck sitting on the steps of the Prudential Center. That's all I remember.
Gotta have the good stuff out there.
Well, but there are, you know, the usual television crew, the trucks that set up and all that stuff and everything cordoned off. I had walked around there. Meredith and I and Charlotte took a walk around there earlier in the evening. It was sort of what you're used to and what you expect. The traveling was gridlock during the day on Sunday, as it pretty much always is, people coming in to go to the hotels. It is a part of what you expect here. There was nothing. I saw nothing. And you expect now, after September 11th, to see these bomb-sniffing dogs that went into the store a couple of hours before.
So you did see some of that.
There was that. And then, so the theory is that these bombs were placed there after the race got started.
Okay.
And that's kind of horrible when you think about it. So people running in to hospitals. There are many hospitals in the area. Boston downtown, you run just a bit or walk a bit over to Mass General. Beth Israel is there. Brigham and Women's is there. There are a dozen really good hospitals. And people were, when they got to a point in the race and they couldn't finish it, some people just turned and ran over to where they knew the nearest hospital to be. Because mm-hmm. about half of the people that participate in these races are locals. So they kind of know where they're going. But you look at the tweets and the images and the stories that document some of the amazing responses to this tragedy. And I saw a tweet from Luke Russert, as a matter of fact. Buddy tells me first responder wheeled a woman out of danger and went back into the scene. So he was putting himself in harm's way. But I mean, the other side, you see some of the pictures with that. That's kind of what they're there for, you know, in a sense.
But still, when it comes down to that, do you run or do you run back in? I mean, that's, you know, still anybody who runs back in to me is just very heroic.
Yeah. A lot of people, as I said, did give their homes to the victims, and that was kind of a cool thing. Mm-hmm. 28 minutes after the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Baseball season is here again, and sure, the experience is all about the game, the food, and the cheering crowds. But have you ever stopped to look around at the architecture of your baseball stadium? It can make a big difference. Take a look at Fenway Park. It's been around for more than 100 years. It's the oldest stadium in the major leagues. Now, it's got some quirky features, like Pesky's pole in right field, the Green Monster, and that famous lone red seat in the right field bleachers. It's called the Ted Williams seat, and for good reason. Built in 1914, Wrigley Field is known for its asymmetrical layout and ivy-covered outfield. In fact, this stadium is so iconic, it's been designated an official Chicago landmark. And if you're looking for more modern, it doesn't get any more modern than Marlins Park in Miami, which is both high-tech and eco-friendly. But for fans, it's all about the experience, right? PNC Park in Pittsburgh is so intimate that even its highest seat is only 88 feet from the field. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Quite often we find ourselves thinking we should have done things sooner.
I love that we took this vacation.
I know. We should have done this a long time ago.
Sooner is just better than later. And now you don't have to wait till later to own the car of your dreams. Thanks to a surprisingly affordable certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. And with exceptional 1.99% financing on select models, now through April 30th, that dream is more attainable than ever. Each of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes an exhaustive process of analysis, inspection, and reconditioning until it meets the uncompromising standards of a Mercedes-Benz. Plus, every one is available with an optional extended limited warranty for up to 7 years or 135,000 total vehicle miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. And your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz is available only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Visit today for
the GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
After the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Tuesday, the 16th of April. A lot of people in Massachusetts are doing their taxes. Everybody else had to have them in yesterday. But that's not really, it might be what we'd be talking about in the main if it wasn't for what happened at the end of the Boston Marathon yesterday. And I don't mean at the end of the race. I mean physically, geographically, at the place where the race finishes. A lot of graphic images, a lot of people talking about the horror, the interesting things about what's come out of this. I was checking the local Framingham story, the angle here. Framingham is the third town. The race starts in Hopkinton, runs through Ashland into Framingham, and then Natick and Wellesley into Newton and Heartbreak Hill and into Boston proper. So it's 26 miles, and of those, about 2.4 miles are in Framingham. So I'm looking at the pizza places that are along the way and the shops that are closed with all the people in front of it. There's a lot of video here and there. The authorities, for those of you who are trying to catch up on all of this, hasn't been too much that's changed here in the last few hours, trying to find why and where and how these bombs have certainly affected our area, the country, and the world, because people once again are wondering, are we under attack? Is it a terrorist? The president didn't say that last night, but apparently the White House has said this morning they believe it to be an act of terrorism. They're chasing around in some, and I don't know whether the town, Kenny, whether you've seen this or not. I've been hunting around here the last few minutes in the local news to see what town they have specifically focused on where they believe the bombers may have been. Whether they are local residents or not remains to be seen.
Looks like they said a Boston apartment, so I would imagine.
It was a suburban apartment. Yeah, but I haven't seen anything. Yeah,
I didn't see that they had named it.
Yes, they did.
Did they name it?
Yeah,
I didn't see that either.
Fun to hear.
But anyway, so the clues, the things that are the work of not the people on the scene, but law enforcement officials behind the scene, if you will,
The thing that was tough, I think, about this one is that usually there's chatter around, you know, there's usually some sort of terrorist chatter around these kind of attacks, and everybody says there was nothing, that it was really quiet before and after the event.
Well, what Meredith, my lady friend, said, all of a sudden everybody was turning around, running in the opposite direction. She actually saw the bomb go off, or the two bombs being detonated. She'd walked in front of that store 3 or 4 minutes before.
Did she know it was something bad? Because I heard a lot of people say, well, it was Patriots Day. We thought that maybe this was something, you know, like a cannon going off.
She thought right away.
So she knew it was something bad.
Right. And you look at the same stuff. What I'm trying to find here.
Revere, Massachusetts.
Revere
is... Suspicious driver leads police and FBI to an apartment in Revere, Massachusetts.
Yeah. All right, so Revere is up Route 1 on the North Shore. The next town that you would come to, Lynn, Revere, those areas are on the coast. Matter of fact, some wonderful beaches, some great places you go to get clams on Revere Beach. But yet it's not; it's a working class town, to be sure. And so I don't know whether that means anything or not. You're not going to find a lot of people with a lot of money in Revere.
Apparently, the suspect had driven by a state police barracks a number of times after the bombings, reportedly displaying a nervous demeanor.
Well, I mean...
So they followed the driver to an apartment building located around Ocean Avenue and Beach Street in Revere.
Right.
And no problem.
Doesn't that sound like a setup job?
They got to his apartment about 5 p.m. and left with a few bags of evidence at 2:15 this morning.
You know, one of the things that has been on people's minds, whether or not there's a conspiracy here and whether it follows in the same light, if you will, of all of them. Remember the Dick Cheney put the dynamite under the towers, the World Trade Towers, all that kind of stuff. Whether there's credibility there or not remains to be seen. You know as well as I do, a lot of people will think that. Now, the number is, tons of people call this FBI number, 800-CALL-FBI. Mm-hmm. Select prompt 3, I saw. No piece of information or detail is too small, wrote the FBI in a press release. And so here we go again with more murder and mayhem around an event just to scare the hell out of us again. The bad guys, whoever they are, have won again.
No, they haven't.
Yes, they have.
Because no, they lose.
No, they haven't. I don't agree with that at all. Mm-hmm. We've lost. Now, these people will be nervous. They'll be upset about going to this race for years to come. There'll be people worried at the end
of
the race.
But they will still come.
Yeah, they will come.
They will, but it'll always be in your mind. I mean, my mom last night said, this makes me never want to go to another public event again. Yeah. And so as much as I can say, Mom, that's what they want. You can't do that. You can't. But it's still in the back of your mind. You know, it's still there. It gets in your psyche.
There's some pretty amazing images, though, that show the police. Again, because of, I'm looking at a picture, Richie, that was actually, it's on the front page of the Globe this morning. There's a runner who'd fallen down who was just at the end of the race. Man looks to be in his 60s.
Right.
Police around him. Mm-hmm. That's one of the most, I think,
most
dramatic. Used. Yeah, right. And you see, I mean, this is what they are, many of them, the ones who are trained in this sort of thing, are trained to do, but you still never know how people are going to really react until you're put into, if you will, the face of battle. And so this man on his back, and the police around him, almost like trying to protect him, the people on the sidelines, the police running around. And then the Google thing. Kenny, will you explain that again? What we were talking about this earlier this morning about what Google did to create this tool that helped a lot of people find their loved ones.
Google did a couple of things. There was a friend search or friend finder that you could type in the name of someone who was running in the marathon, and they could instantly tell you the last place they checked in from the different checkpoints along the route, and whether there had been, if they had been admitted to a hospital or any other known status on them, so you could find that out instantly. And the other thing that they did is that someone created a Google document that people who lived in Boston could offer up their home to any of these marathon runners who were stranded, who needed a place to stay, a place to get out and just get a bite to eat and relax. And thousands of people quickly filled this thing up so that everybody could have somewhere to stay.
There were 35 runners from Framingham, and five of them were in the hospital at the end of the race. Interesting. Then there was some, let's see, one woman named Teresa Carney ran the race in 3 hours 48 minutes. That's pretty good. Megan Haber, 3 hours and 30 minutes. Aaron Reeves, all the women, 3 hours 58 minutes. A guy named Mark John Joe, I was looking at the list to see if anybody was in here I know. And the interesting thing is a fellow just elected to the Board of Selectmen in Framingham named Michael Bauer was running. And this is on Framingham's Facebook page. They all checked in with family members to say that they were safe. So there are a number of those people. There was nobody from Framingham that I did see on here that wasn't accounted for. So I guess I wonder about those of you who saw this and your comments. You got an update, Kenny, on I'm looking at some of the tweets and Facebook postings here. Hans says he was 7 minutes from the finish line when the bomb went off. Safe, went home last night. Somebody named Michael Brown fell down in front of the store and got a knee injury, but it was okay last night. Another person reporting to his family that he was all right. So what have you got there?
Well, I had posted the story that we have at DougStefan.com about all the examples of people being awesome after the bombing yesterday, mm-hmm. and asked what you found it inspiring. And Thomas says he's starting to get inspired to leave the country, mm-hmm. which is
sadly I don't know if there's a better place to go.
Where?
Canada,
yeah,
maybe.
Where do you
want to
go? Where? Yeah.
Yeah.
There are so many great stories that have come out of this tragedy.
Oh, and there always are. And if you look hard enough, you will find the great stories. Apparently, the gentleman in that iconic picture that's kind of, you know...
Down on his back
with the yeah. three cops there is 78-year-old...
Is he that old?
Bill Ifrig.
Good for him. Wow.
And he said... I got down to within 15 feet of finishing apron, and just a tremendous explosion. Sounded like a bomb went off right next to me.
You know,
and the shockwaves just hit my whole body, and my legs started jittering around. I knew I was going down, so I ended up down on the blacktop, and I didn't feel any severe pain. But as I rolled over, I saw a little scratch on my leg, but nothing too bad, and I laid there momentarily, then got up and ran across the finish line.
I'm reading, there's a fellow who ran in the race, his name was Rogers, if I remember correctly. As you told that story, Rishi, an image of him flashed in my mind as I remember doing the pace car and actually being in the race. For the years I was on Boston Radio from 1971 until 1983 in that the first JAG, and then I was back again in the mid-80s before I went to Florida. And I remember this guy, Johnny, I want to say Johnny Rogers, Jimmy Rogers, there was a father and son. This guy was 93 years old and ran the marathon, had run the marathon for like 70 years. Jimmy, it's a name that's similar to that. And I was thinking about all of the things, and his family shared a message on one of the local Facebook pages as people wondered about some of the older folks like this gentleman who looked to be in awesome shape. He was, what did you say, 73, 74?
78.
78! God love him. Yeah. And there are a lot of people who do show their stuff. Fred Rogers on what to do when scary things are in the news. Look for the helpers. You'll always find people who are helping.
Yep.
Always look for the helpers, because there are always going to be people. That's the bright side. And you know what? Isn't it interesting? I wish I had a camera on me right now. As I said those words, the sun came in my window here in my studio on the farm.
Mr. Right, Rogers.
Just right bingo.
Helping you.
Yep, yep. No, it is about help. And again, I don't want to go down the same street that everybody else is going on. But I don't know that there's much else we can talk about today frankly, than this, because I think that it's on everybody's mind, one way or the other. Although I will let you.
Here's what the thing that I took away yesterday after listening to the radio all day long, or watching TV, or just the I don't know, the mainstream media, I guess.
Yeah.
Is the fear. That they are trying to, and you know, as soon as they heard somebody,
Richie, that's what I said. What I did about them winning, it doesn't mean that everybody was overcome with it,
but it's the media loves to grab onto the fear because they know they've got you.
It's just horrible.
But there's so many good things that come out of a horrible event like this that they can focus on. Yes, you have to give the facts, and some of those facts are very scary and very horrifying. But you know what? It brings the good out in people.
Well, that's why we did what we did. If you go to DougStephan.com, idea of talking to your children about this, this morning maybe more as it settles in. If you need some help, there are at DougStephan.com a number of books that we've listed there that you might be able to read or find that will make it a bit easier. You can probably do a little reference work online for some of this, but help yourself. We're happy to have done that. I want to get to some of the audio from some of the people that were around, some of the hosts that have said a few things about this. Let's talk for a moment, though, about something else, maybe a little more pleasant. I put Charlotte outside. Every day when I look out, there are more budding flowers coming out of the ground. It was in the upper 50s yesterday afternoon here, and the sun was out. You can see things, almost, you can almost watch stuff come out of the ground. If your home is like that and you have some photos that you'd like to share, HGTV would like to see the photos of what's going on around your home this springtime. Tag your photos with hashtag Love Home on Instagram and Twitter. Yesterday I said hash browns, that's why. Hashtag.
You're hungry, it's okay.
Yeah, exactly. You'll probably see your photos posted on HGTV. Photos of your home, send them to hashtag Love Home on Instagram and Twitter, and you'll get them to HGTV.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger's basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're lost in a home, or you're sinking,
it's more than just your address. Carry on. It's the place you fall in love with over and over again. HGTV wants to see photos of what home means to you. Your friends, your family, your pets, and favorite neighborhood hangouts. Share your best photos with us, and you might see them on HGTV. Tag your photos with hashtag LoveHome on Instagram and Twitter, and share the love with HGTV.
GMC Certified Service, this is Patrick.
I hear you guys are the service experts.
Oh, we know a thing or two.
All right, it's go time. I need what?
New tires.
On my...
Yukon?
On my...
Yukon Hybrid.
With...
18-inch wheels.
And the most wear is on?
Your left front tire, though your right front tire isn't much better.
Not bad, you only got one thing wrong.
What's that?
It's not my Yukon, it's my wife's.
Your name's on the title, right?
Well played, my friend. Well played.
Professional grade service for your professional grade vehicle? GMC certified service experts are speaking your language. Technicians who make the grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. Only at your GMC dealer. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. See dealer for eligible tire brands. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
A recent survey shows that families are four times more likely to eat at home versus dining out. However, consumers often still yearn for the flavors of their local pizzeria. Thanks to a new product, you can get delicious pizzeria-style pizza baked fresh right from your own oven. With new pizzeria from DiGiorno, even the most skeptical frozen pizza consumers will be converted to instant believers. New pizzeria from DiGiorno is the latest breakthrough in frozen pizza, with delicious tastes and textures inspired by the pizzeria experience. Pizzeria from DiGiorno has an entirely new crust that is crispy on the outside, soft and virgin airy on the inside and drizzled with extra virgin olive oil. It's topped with a new flavorful sauce made from vine-ripened tomatoes, garlic, and herbs, then finished off with premium quality meats, cheeses, and vegetables. These delicious pizzas feature only the highest quality ingredients, no artificial flavors, and a preservative-free crust. Ready in just more than 20 minutes, you can choose from four mouth-watering pizzeria-inspired varieties that raise the bar on taste. Now, the farthest you'll have to go for that neighborhood pizzeria experience is your own oven. For more info, visit DiGiorno.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
About 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, somebody messaged me when I suggested earlier the number that people have put out, the government sources listing the FBI number, and the response is, of course, it was the government. I'm not going to call the FBI. They just want to know if I know anything, which is an interesting spin, but I think a lot of people are very skeptical about what goes on in our country from the government's point of view, and that's basically their fault the government's fault, or maybe our fault, because we're supposed to be the government. Who knows? But this situation brings out all sorts of things in people, including thoughts about where you were during the marathon. Will you remember? If you're a Bostonian, you will. If you were there at the race, you will never forget what you saw as people who were in New York for September 11th. Is this September 11th over again? No. But is it something that is a horror, a blight on our country? Yeah. And will we be able to resolve the problem and figure out who did it? Hopefully. Will it ruin the country? No. Does it disturb in either in this circumstance? Do we have things to be concerned about? Only, I think, ourselves and how we react to this, frankly. The damage has been done and how we give in or give over in terms of control. That's one thing where I am with the conspiratorialists because the Patriot Act, remember that passed about 11 or 12 days after September 11th, and what a horrible blight it has been on our freedoms. And nothing has come good from the TSA or any of these other organizations, the paramilitary stuff that's gone on. Nothing. There, you see a lot of people tweeting that we ought to close the borders, bring the soldiers home, all that stuff. You'd expect to hear that sort of thing. So we're trying to find a bright spot. We're trying to wedge through all of the things on any or both sides of this to find something in there that
and
won't
be... And you find
be...
that in how people react to things,
yeah,
I think.
Right,
that's where
exactly.
you find the good side of this,
yeah.
the silver lining is
yeah.
watching those brave people react.
Yeah. 888-302-3684. This is Tech Talk time. Better living through technology. We certainly have heard a lot and seen a lot of how technology worked as a result of the events of yesterday in Boston. But that is not where Shelley Palmer is, because he's a generalist. And the report that he has for us this morning talks about the congressional effort to make Google Glass safer for public use. You'll find out more about that in just a moment here on Good Day.
The sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
If you're lost in a
home,
or you're sinking,
it's more than just your address.
Carry on.
It's the place you fall in love with over and over again.
Carry on, carry on.
HGTV wants to see photos of what home means to you. Your friends, your family, your pets, and favorite neighborhood hangouts. Share your best photos with us, and you might see them on HGTV. Tag your photos with hashtag LoveHome on Instagram and Twitter, and share the love with HGTV.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, we're still months away from the general public getting their hands on Google Glass, but that hasn't slowed efforts to make using the product as safe as it can be, or to put limits on where people think it should be used. Gary G. Howell, a member of the West Virginia House of Delegates, recently introduced a bill that would make it illegal to wear Google Glass while driving a car. Afraid glass would cause similar problems as texting and driving, Howell saw it as his duty to protect himself and others from potentially distracted drivers on the road. Howell said it's unlikely that the bill would pass legislation this year, but it's a battle that Google is eventually going to have to fight. When will wearing Google Glass be okay? Where will it be prohibited? With the first round of glass users receiving their units shortly, we'll be hearing more stories like this in the coming months. I wonder if Mr. Howell actually knows what a heads-up display is. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
I'm just looking at some of the other things that are going on, just to sort of get my mind off of my head as a wrapped around
this. Perspective on the day.
Right. And so one of the other headlines here this morning on one of the news sites that I use, same-sex married couples face tax day hurdles, warn advocates. Yeah, that's something that is, whatever you're going to do or you figure you're going to do, it's the time's up on that, folks.
As the world turns.
The bus has left the station 59 after.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.